Good morning, Oscar watchers. I thought I would give you an explanation as to why these recordings abruptly stopped as we do our very last day of Oscars 2018. I'm so glad they're over. I don't know about you, but it's been a really long season. In an effort to improve my recording, I had gotten a Tascam microphone. And it was a really good microphone, and it makes really good recordings, and I could do podcasts with those. I didn't want to use my whole studio setup, but for this, it was too much. It was picking up too much noise, way too much noise, and the podcasts were basically unusable. They sounded better, but they picked up every little noise, every little everything. So I couldn't use them, and I edited a couple of them, but I just couldn't upload them because they were too terrible and choppy, and they just sounded awful. So plus, I wasn't really saying anything new. That because of the Olympics, the Oscars were extended 1 week, and we're all used to having them happen so fast that none of us really knew what to do with this extra week. So it's just given us time to really, like, kind of overthink things. So as we head into the Oscars tonight, I have a really nervous feeling about Best Picture. I have no idea how it's going to go. I feel like the movies that could win are all really good, and I would be happy with any of them, honestly. But I think that I feel like Shape of Water in the end is too divisive, and mainly if it didn't win the BAFTA with 5 and it led the nominations and no preferential ballot and a majority ballot, I just can't imagine it could win the Oscar, given that it didn't even win the BAFTA, where it should have won that. But I could be wrong. It could be a movie that does really well in the preferential ballot, you know? Because it picks up secondary votes from movies like Call Me By Your Name or Lady Bird, or, you know, popular movies that aren't going to win but are still going to have a lot of number one votes. Whatever is going to be that movie's number two vote is going to count, right? That's how you figure out a preferential ballot. But in all the polling that I've done and all the polling I've seen and all the contests, I think Rob would back this up, but I have to double check with him. But you know, you really got to come in at number one and number two, preferably number one, maybe number two. If you're number two and it's close, you can still win. If it's number one and it's not close, you're gonna have a hard time losing, because once you have a lead, you know you don't need to do much to keep picking up votes and keep your lead. The problem is if there's a movie that comes in right behind you and it's close, they can overtake you. So what you got to figure out is what two movies are coming in number one and number two. And then you'll know which ones you can at least boil it down to two. And going by stats, I have to say that it's probably 3 Billboards in Shape of Water coming in at number one and number two. And going by BAFTA, that's 6,000 or so voters. And Globe, it's 200 or so voters, not a lot. Toronto Audience Award, where I believe Shape of Water also competed, you have the winner, 3 Billboards, and a majority vote. So you got to figure that's going to come in at number one, probably. And then number two would be Shape of Water or Get Out. But I'm going to guess it's Shape of Water based on the reaction I've heard from Academy members, its presence in the Craft Awards, the fact that it won the Producers Guild on a preferential ballot, and it won the Directors Guild. So, my God, this is the hardest Best Picture race I've ever had to call in my life. Literally the hardest. And I'm 90% sure I'm going to get it wrong. There is a method to my madness. I do have a reason why I'm choosing 3 Billboards. And that reason isn't because it's my favorite. It's because of its bizarre presence in the precursors. It's sort of unprecedented. And yes, it's true that a lot of foreign voters factor into that, right? But what the deadly combination is the SAG, the three, the combination of Globe Screenplay Director, which is a, I mean, Globe Screenplay and Picture, winning those two on their own is extremely rare. BAFTA Picture and Screenplay, winning those two on their own is rare, especially if you're not winning director. But remember, director is taken out of the equation because everybody already has earmarked that for Guillermo del Toro. So it's not really a moment where people are celebrating a movie because of its director. They're celebrating a movie because of its writing and its acting. Maybe. Maybe not. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, so I did a chart, and of course, going back, which I already knew, so it's kind of confirmation bias, but going all the way back to 2000, there's the only movie that's ever won screenplay, picture at the Globe, screenplay, picture at the BAFTA, and then SAG Ensemble was Slumdog Millionaire. Of course, that also won the WGA and the DGA. And the PGA. And I'm going to guess without the backlash or without the complaints from people like Ira Madison and other writers, Three Billboards might have been like Slumdog. It might have dominated in very much the same way. But there was enough disgruntled reaction to it that it dipped it down a little bit. But what does that mean for Best Picture? I don't know. Stats tell me it has to be that, Three Billboards. That's just what the stats are saying, but stats can be really, really wrong. Because stuff happens in real time, you know? There are certain things you can look at. Like last year's election was really frustrating for me because I knew that it was the Republicans' election to lose. And nobody seemed to really be paying attention to that, not 538, nobody. The fact that history showed that Democrats don't win a third term of the presidency, going all the way back to like the 1800s. And that history counts for something, and I learned that from studying the Oscars and how people vote and why. The other problem was the Democrats were going to be divided, obviously, from Bernie. It was something that the Democrats were acting like it was a 2008 election when the 2016 election was completely different because it was holding on to a seat, not regime change. So those two factors mattered. You could overcome the history if you knew what you were doing when you walked into that election, if you knew how hard it was going to be to hold on to that seat. So the smart thing that Fox Searchlight did in terms of Three Billboards, if it does win, remember, they have both Shape of Water and Three Billboards. So for them, it's a win-win. They're looking to be throwing everything at the wall to see what sticks in terms of winning Best Picture. They just don't want it to go to the third choice, which is Get Out, which could very easily win, too, on a preferential ballot, on a divisive year with divisive films. It's the least divisive, so strangely enough. So it could win that way. But Get Out has four nominations and no editing nominations, so you have to figure, if people in the crafts categories, which they're not as big as the actors, but they still matter. If those people didn't put Get Out down, that means sometime between nominations and wins, they have to make a choice to choose Get Out as their favorite. Because it's not their favorite already, as it would be in some of those categories, at least editing. So the big thing is going to be original screenplay, which Lady Bird won last night. I could see them doing the same thing at the Oscars. You know, they really want to give it her something, which is good because after all that, you know, after all that hype, after the Rotten Tomatoes thing, after the, you know, the critics went up, lost their shit over Lady Bird, put all their chips behind it, you know, for her to not win anything is kind of a tragedy for, I mean, just be a bad look, you know what I mean? It unfortunately means that Jordan Peele might have to also win nothing, which would really suck. So, you know, I could see, like, how sad it would have been for Greta Gerwig all dressed up like that to go to the Spirit Awards and to not have won, that would have sucked so bad. So it was a really nice way to split the awards, I thought, where they gave Get Out director and picture and Lady Bird screenplay. It was nice. And I thought, you know, a fair division of the awards. They've been sort of, the two of them have been tracking along, you know, for the whole first part of the season, but Lady Bird kind of got the boyhood treatment, meaning it was pushed really hard by critics and it didn't quite make the same sort of impact later. And the same with Get Out, which didn't really have as much of a strong backing from the critics. Both of them kind of like traded awards, like He won the WGA. She won the Globe for picture, you know. You can overthink these things, you know what I mean? You can really overthink the Oscars. And the bottom line is that it's a pretty rare thing for me to get Best Picture right. I have to remember that. I almost always get it wrong. I got it right last year just by some fluke. So I can't be too upset if I miss that prize. It's just, you know, we put up so much pressure on ourselves for a whole year of guessing. But I hope that I've never tried to come off like I know everything. I hope that I've always stated to you guys that I don't and that no one does and that it's really unpredictable. And I don't want to be responsible for you losing your Oscar pool. I can help you out in a lot of categories, but Best Picture, that's a tough one. I don't know. I've never been in a situation where I didn't know. Usually it's down to one or two. But three, you know, maybe even four if you factored in Lady Bird. She's nominated for Best Director. Maybe Dunkirk is even in there too, you know. My friend sent in a preferential ballot video, and he put chips down, you know, to signify each film. And he was polling mostly actors. So, of course, Three Billboards came in first. But he showed how you count it. You count all the number ones, and then you have to eliminate the one with the least amount of votes. So in his poll, The Post got the least amount of votes, zero. So that goes out. Then the next one is whatever, Darkest Hour, with like five votes. So they take the Darkest Hour, and they take the number two choice on those ballots, and that becomes the new number one. Three Billboards never lost its lead. Came in at number one and held its spot because it didn't need that much more to stay there. You know what I mean? That's really the key. So the best way to figure out what's coming in at number one is to look at how you would judge it if you had five. So our polls, when you take out Call Me By Your Name, I'm pretty sure that Shape of Water comes out at the top. But that's only if you're not factoring in the actors. Now, the actors are, as we've talked about, you know, a huge portion of the Academy, just like they are at BAFTA. The actors won. The actors put Three Billboards on top at the SAG, and they put Three Billboards on top at the BAFTA with five. So that shows preference, that shows majority vote for actors. The actors did not choose Shape of Water in either instance. So that kind of tells me that Three Billboards, as I said, is coming in at number one. Can it hold on to its number one spot, or will it be challenged? The thing about it is I'm not seeing it. Yes, it has a backlash, but the film on its own isn't as sharply divisive as Shape of Water is. So Shape of Water is a kind of movie that you really love it, or you're kind of icked out by it and it doesn't even register on your ballot. So a lot of people really love it. It's like La La Land last year. You know, it has that incredibly passionate reaction. But a passionate reaction in one direction can often mean a passionate reaction in another direction. What you want is something that has passion, and it was okay, it was good. I mean, all the rules that I usually use to figure out the ballot kind of went out the window this year because we don't have a movie that people are, except for Lady Bird, that people are pushing for reasons other than that they liked the film. Get Out might be that they want to reward the success, but remember, as horribly racist as it sounds, they did the black thing last year, you know what I mean? They did the $4 million or $5 million movie made by black filmmakers. They did that last year, so are they going to want to do it again second year in a row? I don't know, maybe. But Get Out is so winning, it's such an enjoyable film, and nobody hates it, that if it just needs the portion of the Academy to passionately love it to push it forward. Now remember, there's usually one win attached to a movie. Beyond that somehow relates to actors. So Moonlight had the supporting actor win. Spotlight had SAG Ensemble win, right? Birdman had SAG Ensemble. Argo had SAG Ensemble. 12 Years a Slave had Lupita Nyong'o winning. The Hurt Locker didn't have acting, but it did have director. It had Kathryn Bigelow, and that was potentially pushing that movie towards a win. So I'm just rambling about Best Picture, giving you my final thoughts, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, there's going to be a picture decided one way or the other, you know, and a lot of people are going to be really happy if it's Shape of Water because it means that the SAG stat has become unbuckled from Best Picture. And in fact, the actors really, you know, won't have decided that win. It's hard for me to figure it out, though, because I know how important they are in terms of driving that best picture home in an Academy situation or a BAFTA situation where actors feature prominently. They really like Three Billboards for whatever reason. You should have heard them gushing on the BAFTA red carpet. Now, it can't just be, oh, they're British. I mean, I suppose it could be. Maybe they look at Americans like we're just dumb rubes, you know, and this movie really expresses that. We're dumb rubes. I don't know. But generally speaking, a really great performance in a movie can pull that movie to the top of the ballot just because nobody's going to go, yeah, I love Frances McDormand and I love Sam Rockwell, but I didn't like Three Billboards. Like, they're going to say that, but they're not really going to vote that way. You know, people just don't. If they like the acting in a movie, they tend to like the movie overall. So that's my pick. Probably going to be wrong. Something about it doesn't quite feel right. But I don't know what else to pick. I can't pick a movie that only has 4 nominations. Get Out has, and no editing. Seems completely absurd. And Shape of Water, it doesn't have any screenplay wins, and it doesn't have any acting wins. And it just has director, which is already going to win. I think acting, as I said, is locked. All the categories seem locked. Cinematography, I hope I get to see Roger Deakins win. That would be nice. He's so deserving. And he might win for Blade Runner, which would be really exciting. Shape of Water could surprise in costume, just FYI. It's that a lot of people probably just didn't even like or watch Phantom Thread, so they might not even vote for it, and you're talking about a majority vote. Well, a lot of people love Shape of Water, so I could win that award. I'm still going to predict Phantom Thread, but I don't know. I don't feel confident about that either. Apparently, Song is very wide open. It's between... I'm totally losing my vote on Song because I'm voting for Mighty River from Mudbound because Mary J. Blige made history this year with double nominations, but it's probably not going to be that. So it looks like it's either Remember Me or This Is Me, one of those two. I don't even know the difference. I've never heard either of them, but everybody says that it's one or the other, and on our chart it says one or the other. But that's it for me, my friends. It's been a lot of fun chatting with you all, and it's almost over. One more day, and it's all behind us, and we start anew, a whole nother year. So I hope you have a nice Oscar Sunday, and I hope you have a wonderful time, and that you win your Oscar pool, and that you've enjoyed this bizarre year. I'm so glad it's over. I just can't wait for it to be over so that I can start my life again. This is Sasha Stone, founder and editor of Awards Daily, signing off for the last time for our little Oscar chat.
Thank you for listening.
You'll never know.